So I'm going to kind of switch gears and talk about the pathway in Cotton, the gospel pathway, and the regulation of that pathway, and some of the work that I've done to alter what happens normally in the plant. So cotton produces gospel compounds throughout the plant to protect the plant from pests and pathogens. And shown on the slide are compounds that are known to be phytoalexins that are induced in response to pathogens. And the thing that's noteworthy is that desoxyhemigospel is the first compound and the strongest phytoalexin. And it can be modified, methylated, to become desoxyhemigospel 6-methyl ether. And this conversion then turns desoxyhemigospel into a less effective phytoalexin. And then as the pathway continues and more products are made, you have then methylated products being made versus unmethylated products being made. And the methylated products are less effective than the unmethylated products. And so we're interested in this enzyme as a target to create cotton plants that might only make the unmethylated compounds. Okay, so this slide just says what I just said before, which is that the methylated compounds are less toxic to FOV canidia and Verticillium canidia and mycelia compared to the non-methylated ones. And this is the order of toxicity, with desoxyhemigospel being the most toxic. And then there was an experiment done in 1994 where they were able to increase methylation in hirsutum by integration, and that caused increased susceptibility to verticillium. So in our lab, we've purified the desoxyhemigospel 6-O-methyltransferase from G. barbitans. And basically, we were able to characterize the activity of that enzyme and then clone the gene and characterize the enzymatic activity of that gene in E. coli. So in hirsutum, hirsutum contains the compounds that I showed previously in the roots and in diseased steel tissues. So these are induced there. But the compounds are not detected in the leaves. And so what I have done is identify a cDNA in the database that's fairly identical to the cDNA that was cloned from barbitans that we know is the DHG6OMT, and amplified that gene from Coker 312. Sequencing of PCR products revealed that there's a highly related gene family in hirsutum. So we were interested in knocking down the expression of this gene in hirsutum to provide a new mechanism to generate plants that are more resistant to soil pathogens. So this is a diagram of what the gene looks like. And this region here is the region that I used to create an RNAi construct to DHG6OMT. This is a conserved region in most O-methyl transferases. And you can see that it has an intron and then two exons. And we have a probe that I'm using that is outside of the RNAi segment, but it is conserved. And this whole region is conserved, with this region being more conserved than this one, throughout the 11 genes. We expect that the RNAi construct will knock down the whole gene family, though. And these are tissues, roots and leaf tissues from hirsutum, and this just confirms that we can find the gene expressed in roots but not in leaves, which is what we knew from looking at the compounds themselves. So the RNAi construct was made and introduced into Coker 312. We expected it to knock down the expression of the entire gene family. And at this time, there's 8 T0 plants from 6 independent transformation events. And I'm going to present the initial work that I've done characterizing those plants. So cotton transformation is a long, tedious process. And plants were generated over the course of a year and a half, basically. And so overall, these are the original transformants, the primary transformants, and I'm interested in root tissue. So I basically, as I was transplanting my transformants, I would snip some roots off them to be able to look at the compounds present in those roots. So the T0 plants are not sacrificed, but the coker plants are. Okay, so when we're comparing here, the whole root of coker was used in the analysis, but just the periphery, really, of the transformants. And what you can see here is that the percent methylation in coker ranges from 32 to 45% methylated. So we get the roots and then we extract the terpenoid aldehydes and then we analyze those by HPLC to identify the compounds. And what I've done then is convert those to nanomoles of compounds and separated them out. Okay. So anyway, so the percent methylated is between 30 and 45% methylated in coker. And you can see that in the transformants shown here, that it ranges from 0 to 20%. And the amount of non-methylated material, overall, we see a reduction in the total amount of terpenoids in the primary transformants. The lines highlighted here are my only fertile lines. So there's only 2 fertile lines of these transformants. And this this plant here has now been outcrossed once. And so now I'll show you the progeny from that line. So the RNAi transgene co-segregates with reduced root sesquiterpenoid methylation in the progeny. So these are the F1 plants of this cross, and it's very clear that wild-type SIBs have methylated compounds, whereas the plants containing the transgene are absent. And that overall, the methylated looks fairly similar in the F1 progeny. And for this analysis, the whole root systems were sacrificed for these plants. So this just shows that for this line, the 7B line, we have methylation at 1.4%, compared to 27% in the wild-type siblings. And the non-methylated look about similar. None of these plants have been stressed or induced. So, but basically the construct, the RNAi construct, appears to be working because we do see a huge reduction. So now I'm in a position to, once the RNA, once I've confirmed the reduction of the RNA levels in the plants containing the RNAi construct, we're in a position to evaluate the induction of inducible sesquiterpenes after fungal infection in roots, and then test the RNAi plants for increased resistance to FOV races. So I want to thank everyone in my unit, my advisor, Dr. Liu. Lorraine Puckerbert does the actual HPLC. Dr. Bell helps with growing plants in the greenhouse. Dr. Subanovic helps with the chemistry. And I want to acknowledge funding from Cotton Incorporated. So thank you for your attention.
Any questions for our speaker? Thank you very much.